All right. Well, Keela is with us. Keela Crane from the Secretary of State's office. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, indeed. Very interesting time of the year with the elections and whatnot. But we have actual work being done, too, besides elections in the Secretary of State's office, don't we?
We do. Make sure everybody goes to vote tomorrow if you haven't already. But, yes, we do. We're very busy.
All right, and you're our guest, but you have a guest, so introduce your guest before I get on with the questions here.
Sure. So I have Abigail Venman, who is our new director for the Road to Restoration Clinic. She's been with us for a couple weeks here. I'm so excited to have her on board as we continue to grow and expand our clinics throughout the state.
Hello, Abigail.
Hi there. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Okay, Keela, let's start talking about the clinics that will be happening here in the UP. In fact, we just had one last week in Hannaville. How can people, what kind of help can people get at these clinics to try to get their driver's licenses back so that they can, you know, I mean, let's face it, if you don't have a driver's license, it's hard to work.
Yeah, it is. And we say that all across the state. We're excited to come back to the UP. We were there last summer. And visited three cities up there. We're excited to come back there next week. And residents will be able to come see us at our clinic in Hancock or our clinic in Kingsford or our clinic in Marquette to understand what's on their driving record and what the steps they need to take to get their license restored, whether that is to have a administrative hearing with our office or if they have to pay fines and fees to the local district court or something in between. We have dedicated folks from our staff at the Secretary of State's office, as well as volunteer attorneys that will be able to review your driving record, answer any questions that you may have, then work with you to chart a course of how you can take those steps to get their license restored. For some folks, that might be able to happen within a couple of days. For others, they may have a longer road to get their license back, but no matter what the pathway is that they have to take, we want to make sure that folks get that critical information.
Now, what about for people who have drunk driving or OUI? There's a number of different categories, but I think you get the drift.
Yeah, folks that have those types of violations can still come to see us. We actually have created what we call OHAO classes. OHAO stands for Office of Administrative Hearings and Oversight. So folks who have OWIs or DWI violations, they have to have an administrative hearing. And so they can come to our class at the clinic, and we will be able to go over the packet that they have to complete. They'll see a video about the process, and then we're able to answer questions for those folks as well. So we know that that is an issue that many Michiganders face, particularly in the UP, but we're not there to judge anybody about what brought them to our clinic. We're just there to provide them that information that they need to start their pathway to get their licenses restored.
Tell me the importance of these that you have seen, the stories you've heard from people who maybe thought maybe they weren't ever going to get their license back, and you guys, along with the attorneys that help you, were able to help people along.
Yeah, it is life-changing for them, and not only just for them, but also for their families and their wider community. We've met folks who haven't had a license for 20 years, 30 years, and in one person's case, 40 years, and be able to help them chart their course to get their license restored really is monumental because, as you said earlier, you need a driver's license to get a job or get to a job or maybe even eligible for a better high-paying job. And we know that there are so many small businesses that need staff, that need employees. And so it's critical not only for the Michiganders that we meet and their license, but also for employers, the business community who are looking for folks to fill some of these critical jobs. And while we're super excited that it's warm here in the summer, but we know that Old Man Winter is coming very soon, and so there's many of those jobs that you need a driver's license, particularly in the UP, to shovel that snow and get it out the way, that if you don't have a valid license, you're just not eligible for those. So We want to do what we can to untangle the web of misinformation that some Michiganers have when trying to figure out how to get their license restored.
Okay, my last question is format. And tell me about these three sessions coming up here in the UP and what people can expect.
Yeah, so for first, we encourage anybody that wants to come see us to register online at michigan.gov/r2R. You can pick what time is available for you to come and see us. Once you come in, you check in with our staff, and then if you need to go to that hearing class that we were talking about earlier, you can just go in there. Once the class is over, you can decide if you want to speak further with our staff or the volunteer attorneys that are available there on the ground. And then you're off to go back home afterwards. Our mobile office will be there on site as well. So if you have not purchased your driving record in advance, you can do so right there on site to purchase your driving record. And also if you need to update your address with us or anything, other transactions that you need to take, you can do so right there at the mobile office. But we try to make it as much of a one-stop shop as possible. We also do have some of our community partners like Michigan Works there in the UP, as well as the United Way, our folks up there in the United Way in the UP that are there to help provide additional resources for folks that we don't have on hand at the Secretary of State's office. So we try to provide as many resources as we can for folks to get them started on their pathway to restoring their privileges.
And Abigail, anything you'd like to add?
I would, actually. I just want to mention that we are so excited to meet with Michiganders, but I want to be clear that the Road to Restoration Program is not a DUI or DWI or OWI expungement clinic, and license reinstatement is not guaranteed.
Okay, yeah. There's still a process to go through, right?
Indeed, absolutely. But we're really excited to welcome Michiganders and help, you know, folks, as Keila mentioned, look through that driving record and understand what the process is and give folks the resources and the support that they need to get on that road to restoration.
Okay, well, ladies, thanks a lot for doing this. Appreciate your time, and we'll let people know to go to that website. We'll link it on our website, and people will know the three locations whichever one they'd be closest to.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having us, Jack. Appreciate it.